One of Australia's preeminent defence thinkers has declared Australia's military campaign in Afghanistan a policy failure and described the loss of 29 servicemen so far in the conflict as a waste of life. Professor Hugh White is a former senior Defence Department official and government advisor who's now at the Australian National University. His bleak assessment of the campaign comes after this week's high-profile assassination. Professor Hugh White is speaking here to AM's Peter Lloyd.
Well, I think there is a serious policy failure in Afghanistan because I think we're proclaiming objectives that we have no serious prospect of achieving. I don't think we're going to make a big difference to the kind of country Afghanistan is. I don't think we're likely to succeed in preventing the Taliban taking a prominent position. Even if they don't completely overtake Afghan politics, they're going to regain a prominent position there after we lead. I don't think we're going to succeed in ensuring that Afghanistan doesn't become a kind of a destabilizing factor in the wider South Asian strategic balance. So all of the strategic objectives we've declared for ourselves, I think, are likely to fail. And we therefore have to ask ourselves, for what purpose are we putting young Australian lives at risk with the very high probability, really a certainty, that more Australians will die between now and the time when our forces pull out?
By your projections, how many more?
Well, it's impossible to predict precisely, but it's very striking that over about the last 15 months, we've lost an average of one casualty a month. And on what appears to be the government's present timetable, we've got about another 40 months to go. So it's crude arithmetic, but I hope the government are at least weighing the possibility that we might lose as many as another 40 people there.
Are you saying that that is 40 lives that should not be wasted on the Afghanistan project?
Well, if we are going to fail to achieve the strategic objectives we've set ourselves, I don't see how we can see that those lives are other than wasted.
The Prime Minister says we're there for a number of reasons, including counter-terrorism, including stabilising the Afghanistan government, including building up the capacity of the police and the army, particularly in southern Oruzgan province. Aren't those legitimate, reasonable objectives and reasons for being there?
They're legitimate objectives as far as they go, as long as they can be achieved. The concern I have is that our chances of achieving those objectives, I think, are very low. I think that's now generally accepted across the coalition. I think it's now clear that the coalition as a whole and Australia as part of the coalition are, in a sense, marking time until they leave at the end of 2014. And that if when we leave in 2014, Afghanistan looks just as it looks today, which I think is the most likely outcome, then it's hard to see that any lives we lose between now and then will not have been lost in vain.
Why is this discussion not happening in Canberra? Is it because there is a bipartisan consensus on sticking with the Americans and with the Afghanistan project?
Yes, I think so. I think sticking with the Afghanistan commitment has become a test of foreign policy credentials for the government, and the opposition has no choice, no interest in contesting that. And so I think, as happens, a very rare occasion in Australian politics, you have bipartisanship around an issue. Unfortunately, I think in this case, they've got bipartisanship around a bad policy.
Hugh White, Professor of Strategic Studies at the Australian National University, speaking there with Peter Lloyd.